Smile. That's what I'm trying to do as we start out another week of wonderful music, wonderful medleys, and wonderful memories. We've got a couple of birthday, well, actually I have three birthday songs coming up today. We're going to play those at the end, so bear with me, Nancy. Hey, if Chicago was trying to make you smile, the Bellamy Brothers are passing out love.
Just let your love flow like a
Coming up next is a song that is generally assumed to ridicule Greenwich Village residents who criticize Bob Dylan for his departure from traditional folk styles. Not so coincidentally, New York City's 4th Street is at the heart of Greenwich Village, where Dylan once lived. From 1965, it's positively 4th Street.
If you're so hurt, why then don't you show it? You say you've lost your faith, but that's not where it's at. You have no faith to lose, and you know it. Talk behind my back. I used to be among the crowd you're in with. Do you take me for such a fool to think I'd make contact with one who tries to hide what it don't know to begin with? Street, you always act surprised. You say, how are you? Good luck, but you don't mean it. When you know as well as me, you'd rather see me paralyzed. Why don't you just come out once and scream it? Good when I see the heartbreaks you embrace. If I was a master thief, perhaps I'd rob them. And though I know you're dissatisfied with your position and your place, don't you understand it's not my problem? Could stand inside my shoes, and just for that one moment, I could be you. Yes, I wish that for just one time, you could stand inside my shoes. You'd know what a drag it is to see you.
On January 22, 1968, the First Edition released their first single. It was a cover of a Mickey Newberry song, and it featured Glenn Campbell on lead guitar.
Woke up this morning with the sundown shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to
see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I pushed my soul in a deep dark hole and then I followed it in. I watched myself crawling out as I was crawling in. I got up so tight I couldn't unwind. I saw so much I broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
On this date in 1963, Jerry and the Pacemakers recorded How Do You Do It? The song had originally been recorded by the Beatles, but they were intent on releasing their own music. Producer George Martin then gave it to the Pacemakers, and their version topped the UK singles chart for 3 weeks.
Passing through it. Suppose that you think you're very smart, but won't you tell me how do you do it? How do you do what you do to me? If I only knew, then perhaps you'd fall for me like I fell for you. Passing through it. Suppose that you think you're very smart, but won't you tell me how do you do it? How do you do what you do to me? If I only knew, then perhaps you'd fall for me like I fell for you when I do it to you.
Also on this date in 1963, the Drifters recorded On Broadway at Bell Sound Studios in New York City. The song would reach number 9 in the Hot 100. And by the way, the guy playing that guitar solo, you know, I can play this here guitar, that was Phil Spector.
say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
On Broadway.
They say there's always magic in the air.
On Broadway.
But when you're walking down that street and you ain't had enough to eat, the glitter of
holds the Billboard record for the most consecutive weeks on the charts with one or more songs in each week. That record, by the way, is 220 weeks. This guy sold more than 45 million records, had 38 top 40 hits, and he appeared in 12 Hollywood films. So who was it? Yeah, it was this guy.
On a day like today, we pass the time away, writing love letters in the sand. How you laughed when I cried each time I saw the tide take our
sun.
1964.
In a little cafe just the other side.
To the birthdays. Born on this date in 1949, Steve Perry, former lead singer with Journey, is 75 years old today.
Yeah.
now we've come to the big one. Well, as it turns out, it's the big two. I asked Nancy G down in Florida for her favorite song from the 60s and her favorite song from the 70s. And these next two songs are the ones she came up with. And why am I playing it? Because today is Nancy's birthday. And I just got to say before I do play these, a couple of things. One is, I love you, hon. I really do. And the other is, of course, say it all together, boys and girls. Peace, love, happiness, and anything else your heart's desire. Here's two for Nancy.
Ooh. It's now or never. Come hold me tight. Kiss me, my darling. Be mine tonight. When I first saw you, with your smile so tender, my heart was captured, my soul surrendered. I've spent a lifetime waiting for the right time. Now that you're near, the time is here at last. It's now or never. Come hold me tight. Kiss me, my darling. Be mine tonight. Tomorrow will be too late. It's now or never, my love. Just like a willow, we would cry an ocean if we lost true love and sweet devotion. Your lips excite me, let your arms invite me, for who knows when we'll meet again. It's now or never. Come hold me tight. Kiss me, my darling. Be mine tonight. Tomorrow will be too late. It's now or never. My love. It's now or never, my love won't wait. It's now or never, my love won't wait. It's now.
I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be. Let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance to that they will see. There will be an answer. Let it be.
Sound of